It's been a while in the waiting, but it's nearly here. You must be excited.
Very excited, and I think that's only going to build as we sort of watch the Olympics unfold, starting in a few days. So it's a great time to be an athlete, I think.
Looking back over the last couple of years, it's been a fairly good journey for yourself. What have been the highs and lows?
I think I started on a pretty low point for me. Coming fourth at Beijing was extremely disappointing, but I've said it time and time again that I think that that is the biggest sort of event in my career that has made me so successful since then, because I think if things maybe would have gone my way then, I might not be swimming now. So I really think that that disappointment sort of started me off on my international career. And I think obviously the highs, winning my first international gold medal in 2009, which was really unexpected and something that just over a year after Beijing I really wasn't expecting.
Is that the motivation then? Is that what gets you out of bed at stupid o'clock in the morning? That feeling that you finished fourth, you know how it feels, you know how it hurts. Is that what gets you out of bed and drives you on?
I think it did initially, but I think now, I think athletes have that special, I don't know where it comes from, but they have that kind of internal drive to just constantly want to be better than they had been before. And I don't know where I got my drive from. I just seem to, every time I want to, I go in the pool, I want to get better and better. You know, obviously I can't do that without all the hard work, so I have to get up at 6 a.m. to do the work.
You talked about that low, particularly 6 months ago. Has there been any point where you thought, I don't need this, I can walk away?
I think I'd be lying if I said that I never thought about, you know, is it really worth it all? But then it's always in the back of your mind that this is why I kept swimming for the last 4 years. I kept swimming because I wanted to race at the Home Paralympic Games. I think even though I had a tough time through the qualifying, you know, the time trials and things like that, that kind of desire to always want to race at a Paralympic Games in my own country was always sort of deep down inside. And I think I might have said a couple of things, but I always knew that I would carry on, you know, whatever.
We'll finish with this final point. Have you, probably, I don't know, but have you at any point in the last 4 years dreamt of getting onto that podium and standing there? Maybe, just maybe.
Every day. That's always in the back of your mind when you're in the pool and blood, sweat and tears go into that swimming pool and at the really low points. So it's not always, you know, rosy, and not. I don't enjoy my swimming every day. It's hard work. And, you know, the back of my mind, that gold medal's always kind of dangling there, and that really gets me through when I'm crying in there and it's hurting. You know, that really pushes you through, and I think everybody going to the Paralympics and the Olympics sort of have that hope in the back of their mind, and that really does get you through day to day, because it's like the ultimate dream for an athlete. I think that's the massive drive for me, definitely.